Okay, Jane Pike.
Thanks, Hans. Good morning, everybody. We're here today to talk about Agenda Paper 14, which is on the interim IFRS. And apologise, I was made aware that in an early version of the agenda, this was flagged as Agenda Paper 9, which deals with the discussion paper research project that we'll talk about on Friday. So we are on Agenda Paper 14. The purpose of this paper is to set out the due process steps that have been completed today and to ask a series of questions at the board related to due process. And those questions are summarised on page 8 at the bottom of paragraph 20 of the paper. And the first of these questions relates to the re-exposure. At the October board meeting, the board tentatively decided to proceed with the interim standard with a number of amendments. The majority of those amendments were clarifications and the addition of further application guidance, and therefore we consider that there are no substantive changes from the exposure draft and recommend that there is no need to re-expose. So does the board agree? Okay.
Agree with not re-exposing moving forward. I had a question on paragraph 7 and then a separate question about the effective date. Do you want them both now or do you want to hold?
Happy to take them both now, if that's easy.
The one on paragraph 7, particularly 7A, agree with this, but I think there's one thing we may need to think about and make sure we tune the wording is consider whether there's any issue with this requirement for separate regulator, which I support, in instances in which the reporting entity is a state-owned entity and the regulator is also state-owned. I think that should not preclude the entity being considered to have an independent, to have a separate regulator, but I think there might be a question about that. Let's just
make it clear.
Make
it clear.
Yeah, just make it clear. And the other question on effective date, since application of the standard is voluntary, i.e. you can elect to apply it or you can elect not to, I'm not sure why we have to specify an effective date. And I just wonder if, in essence, it's effective upon issuance, because you can elect to apply it at any time. So just a question on that from a process perspective.
Some remarks, some points. I did not understand first why we would push the date so far the future, as it was an urgent solution to an existing problem. I understand the constituents who had this problem have decided, according to some information, to apply it from 1/1/14, if I'm correct. And then we say you can do it now because it's what they want, but you have to do it 1/1/16. But as Mary said, it's a voluntary standard. It's only if you apply IFRS. So I don't understand its notion of 1/1/16.
I think the basis for the suggested date was just our normal process to allow at least a year after publication, and we're not likely to publish this until
the
point, which is why we recommended early adoption, so it was available.
Are we going to get into endorsement problems and compliance with IFRS as issued if we don't have an effective date? Because
It's a voluntary standard. It applies only to those who want to. I don't think there is any appetite in the resistance where there is endorsement to move ahead.
But can you voluntarily adopt in a jurisdiction that doesn't recognize the standard, hasn't endorsed it?
There you go.
But you wouldn't be out of compliance with IFRS if you didn't adopt.
But I think Stephen has a good point, though.
But I know in the past we did run into trouble a few years ago where we wanted to put a date in that was a past date, and we can't do that for those countries which need to incorporate the standard into law. You can't use a sort of a retrospective date. So my concern with not putting an effective date would be that might have other sort of consequences for the incorporation into law in certain jurisdictions. So I would recommend that we do include an effective date. It perhaps doesn't need to be as far ahead as 1/1/16. We could bring it forward. We could certainly bring it forward to 1 July 2015, which would still allow more than a year for endorsement process. But my concern would be that we, first of all, do have an effective date for legal purposes, and that that effective date allows for sufficient time for regulatory purposes, endorsement purposes, where that's necessary. The early application allows anyone to apply that early in any case.
Yes, quickly on that, Michael, if you think we have history on it, then let's not take a decision on the slide, but can we put it, for example, on the list of things to talk to world standard setters or something like that about, just to see if it is a problem or if we're making up a problem? Because to me, it would seem a lot simpler to just not have an effective.
Actually, to me, it doesn't seem to make any difference whether we have or we haven't.
But,
well, anyway.
Yeah.
Have an effective date, including early application.
Yeah.
Gives you sufficient flexibility. Let's just to play safe. Let's do it that way. Yeah. I would say.
DJ.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Then.
Thank you. Next question: is the IFB satisfied that all due process steps necessary have been taken so far, and that you are happy for us to continue with the balloting process?
Agreed. We've agreed.
And the final question, I'm aware that there are some board members who are wishing to dissent, but if I could just confirm how many and which one.
Three dissenters, okay, so note it in my notebook.
You have a small red book.
My blacklist.
Okay, thank you.